This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, Matt is just making the best points around here. I demand he and some of the critics start a weekly show.
Wait, he's saying we got to do it on corruption.
We've got to do an end zone dance.
Alex Jones coming to
we got to do it
from the front line of the info war.
Because that's a psyop back on them. They always want to laugh at us, demoralize us, make us feel like losers, make us think that we can never stand up for anything that's right. They want to bully us. They want to get in our face and tell us we've got to roll over and that we're bad people. You're the losers. You're the liars. You're the ones that are failures. You're a joke. So that's a great point. I'm going to go to some phone calls here, and then we'll take calls as John Rappaport joins us as well. But, Matt, look, I agree with you. I've been up 20-something hours. I slept 3 hours. I wasn't depressed when I came in. I just said, get ready. They're going to try to deactivate, the border even more. They're going to try to plunge the stock market. They're going to try to burn down cities. They're going to try to, and they're doing that right now. And so we have more battles to fight. But you're right. This has been a gigantic victory. The fact that they won't get their Supreme Court justices, the fact that he's going to cut taxes on people making $40,000 or less to zero is going to just be such a great thing for blue collar areas. This is going to just absolutely bring so many people up in the middle class. This is an amazing time to be alive. This is very exciting. Jump in, Matt. He didn't know I was actually. I mean, he's talking during the breaks, making great points. I mean, go ahead and comment on that.
One of the things that I understand that the phrase "plan for the hope for the best, plan for the worst." I was listening to a guy who's a screenwriter and. He basically said yesterday, this election does prove one thing, that your hopes are just as valid as your fears. And I think that's a big deal because you point out sometimes what could actually happen, some of these scenarios. And I think you do a very good job at identifying the way that some of these elite people think. Because, if they believe we're below them, why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they think that way, And
so we need to let them know we're above them. I totally agree.
There's some hope. So
no, you're right. We should talk about what we can build instead of just what they're going to do to us. It's just that they're these horrible, nasty things attacking us constantly. That's why I get too focused on them. You're absolutely right. We should talk more about how good things could be without George Soros and David Rockefeller running our lives.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of Trump, is that it gives you the ability to take control of your own life back.
And to feel good about the economy again. They don't want us to feel good. They don't want us to feel like we can. But don't you notice they tried to plunge the stock market, but all these other small people came into it. They've now pushed it way back up. But regardless, we can't be held hostage by them.
Yeah, and it's hilarious when you bring up the stocks, how well some people are doing. They were making moves yesterday morning, and, unfortunately, the military defense stocks, defense contractor stocks, those went up. Energy stocks, I think those rose yesterday morning as well. So, I've got a roommate who does invest, and he said yesterday was actually a very good day for him. So,
well, let me break this down. One of the danger areas with Trump is the fact that he does want a giant military. I'm not against us having a powerful military, but they have overrun our military. They've degraded it. On purpose, the globalists have, and have put it in a derelict state. We need to make it smaller, but reorganized and better for defense, not for conquest. And that's what Trump actually wants to do. And they have a lot of technological innovations through that and relaunch our space program. I mean, notice we've gotten rid of the space program. This is crazy.
Well, also reassessing the purpose of some of these missions like NATO. Like, that was a big point that Trump brought up,
But we're going to make them pay for part of it. I mean, if you're going to keep it, we're not going to pay for 60% of NATO anymore.
Of course. And there should be coalitions amongst free nations, free countries. But
that's it. NATO shouldn't be its own thing, dictating to us.
Yeah, and, there's some big deficiencies of NATO, especially when looking at border states where Russia can strike. I was watching a general, he gave a press release, man, it was a couple months ago, and he was talking about how the Russians could basically attack a country, but NATO's response would have to be a liberation campaign because they don't have the ability to move throughout borders, which makes NATO terribly inefficient.
That's right. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Author, researcher, investigative journalist, John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com will be joining us here in about 5 minutes. I'm going to go to some of your calls right now. Andrew in the U.K., Dave in Michigan, Dave in Nevada, Monica in Canada, Justin in Florida. We're going to everybody in this hour and more. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. The seismic defeat of the globalists here in the United States, coupled with Brexit, coupled with the Russians in the last decade pulling out of the New World Order, is the end of the current world government system. And by the way, I've been saying that for months. The New York Times today, linked up on drudgereport.com, admits just that. All the delusional insiders, all the delusional groupers on TV saying how dumb we are, the emails by the hundreds of thousands, how much they hate us, how they want to make us poor. We have to continue to get the WikiLeaks and publish about them and go back through them and keep hammering and hammering and hammering this criminal class. Hillary must be prosecuted. Obama came out and said he may give her a pardon. He said that this morning. Here it is. There you go.
Thanks, Josh. Donald Trump during the campaign pledged to jail Hillary Clinton if he was elected over the federal investigations that are underway. Some legal experts have said that President Obama could pull off that opportunity if he pardons Hillary Clinton. Is that something that the president is considering doing?
Well, Jordan, as you know, the president has offered clemency to a substantial number of Americans who were previously serving time in federal prisons. And we didn't talk in advance about the president's plans to offer clemency to any of those individuals. And that's because we don't talk about the president's thinking, particularly with any with respect to any specific cases that may apply to, you know, pardons or commutations.
Thanks. All right. Now, next we have Vladimir Putin congratulating one of the first world leaders to do it yesterday at a state event for the victory. And he, of course, said last week, this will be a vote against globalism and for national sovereignty against elites that have hijacked the United States, similar to the elites that have hijacked Russia. Well, it's the exact same elites. So this is the world pulling away from the exploitive garbage that is Obamacare and all of it. And Trump has come out and said he's moving forward with meetings today with the Republicans to push to build the wall and to repeal Obamacare. So this is the big first test. And Trump, as he's told you publicly and myself publicly and privately, I will not disappoint you. He is going to set his will and your will against them. And if he can do this, he'll be as great as George Washington or greater, if he's able to carry this out. Already the feat of the landslide against their fraud and the rest of it. Bev Harris confirmed they stole some states from Trump. Our victory is huge and is seismic and repudiates everything they're doing and everything they stand for. It also shows their arrogance. They really believed they were invincible, like every other elite has in history. And that's what's so dangerous, because now we have nuclear weapons. We can't have the mistakes that other people made, like a Hitler or a Mussolini or a, you know, somebody like Napoleon. It can't be done now. And they're so disconnected. They're so arrogant. Billions spent, Hollywood, everything they had, thrown at the American people. World leaders lecturing us. Everyone telling us we couldn't. And they're now in stun. We'll talk to John Rappaport about the paradigm shift, the sea change that's here, and where he sees them going next. But they could set a nuke off and blame it on patriots. They could blow up a school and say we did it. These folks are arrogant. Hopefully they've been knocked down enough that they don't cause some chain reaction, because we know they want a civil war. And I told you, folks, they start that, we win even bigger. I don't want to go down that road. It's going to be messy and dangerous. But I told them they were going to lose this. I told you we had internal polls. I talked to so many polling agencies. I talked to other folks. I'm not going to, obviously, the Trump campaign did not want it out. That's why I kept saying, it's rigged, folks, it's rigged. They would go out and get 10, 15 polls. Big corporate top polls, but private polls. And because they won't even do them for you unless they do their methodology. You just do straight up polling to this. And he was way ahead. I told you that. So we're going to play this clip, then take a few calls and go to Rappaport and then back to calls. But right now, here's Putin.
Уважаемые дамы и господа.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Несколько часов назад в Соединенных Штатах Америки завершились президентские выборы.
A few hours ago, presidential elections have finished in the United States of America.
Мы внимательно следили за этой кампанией.
We have been following this campaign with attention.
Хочу поздравить американский народ с завершением избирательного цикла.
And I'd like to congratulate the American people with the end of the electoral cycle.
А господина Дональда Трампа с победой на этих выборах.
And I'd also like to congratulate Mr. Donald Trump with his victory in these elections.
Мы слышали предвыборные заявления еще кандидата в президенты Соединенных Штатов.
We have heard his electoral slogans when he was still a candidate of the president.
Которые были направлены на восстановление отношений между Россией и Соединенными Штатами.
And he spoke about resuming and restoring relations between Russia and the United States.
Мы понимаем и отдаем себе отчет в том, что это будет непростой путь с учетом той деградации, в которой, к сожалению, находятся отношения между США и Россией.
We understand that the way to that would be difficult, taking into account the current state of degradation of relations between the U.S. and Russia.
И это, как я уже многократно говорил, не наша вина, что российско-американские отношения находятся именно в таком состоянии.
And as I have repeatedly said, that is not our fault that the Russian-American relations are in that poor state.
Но Россия готова и хочет восстановления полноформатных отношений с Соединенными Штатами.
But Russia is ready and wants to restore the full-fledged relations with the United States.
Повторяю, исходим из того, что это будет непростой путь, но мы готовы пройти и свою часть.
I repeat, we understand that this will be a difficult way, but we are ready to play our part in it.
И сделать все, чтобы вернуть российско-американские отношения на устойчивую траекторию развития.
Do everything to return the Russian-American relations to the stable and sustainable development track.
Full statement. It's up on Infowars.com. Trump did better than Romney among Hispanics and blacks. U.S. stocks jump along with bond yields after Trump shock. Peso falls. And we got all the clips of Obama saying he'd never be president, making jokes. Hillary, the mainstream media. This isn't some foil where, you know, he's really an operative and they tricked the globalists or they tricked us. This is 100% real, folks, and they are in panic. Will they back off and be more sane? Or will they go ahead with the economic system of trying to have a controlled economy and make everybody else poor? That's their admitted plan. And that's not popular with almost anybody. Well, how will they counterstrike? We're going to your calls, a few of them there. As I said, the John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, and then back to calls. Andrew in the UK, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I was just phoning because I've got a Twitter account and I'm always on Twitter. And I've seen today the gentleman at the junction, the road junction, with his car getting beaten by the other gentleman. I use the word gentleman loosely on that. And I remember Charlotte and what went on in Charlotte. And I'm just now waiting to see the BLM be activated and for the real violence to start. And I'm getting quite angry. I'm sat here shaking. I wish I was in your country, my son.
Well, let me tell you, the problem is that they want to ignite civil unrest and then say that it's a race war. And it's just a lot of really dumb teenagers and thug types that are taught that it's cool to go beat up an old man. A lot of it isn't happening. This happened in Chicago because a lot of folks don't pack. A lot of them have a lot of it in Texas because they know a lot of people are armed. It's very, very sad. It's the media manipulating people. To watch five or six teenagers beat up or young men beat up an old guy is sad. But according to MSNBC, he's white, so he deserves it. These are the folks. I mean, even Time Magazine actually said, and so did Newsweek, that rioting and attacking people is good. Remember that? They said it's time to attack white people. This is white people, of course, saying it, not because they want to reform anything, but because they want us all at each other's throats. It's very, very nasty.
Yeah, well. I hope it all plays out, and it plays out well, and you stop them, because the way I look at them is the way I looked at the IRA through the Troubles when I was in the military. They are a domestic terrorist organization now funded by George Soros and Rockefeller and all the other foundations. Just throw money at them. You don't know where that money goes, but obviously they know where the money goes, and I think it's going.
Well, that's an interesting point you make, that George Soros was also he's involved in everything, basically. I don't know how is he able to travel freely when he's been caught funding every destabilization group under the sun.
He's got more money and more power than all of us put together, dude. He killed Ukraine. The top 5% of Ukrainians run the country, not the 95%. And yet you're picking on Russia. What the hell, mate? You don't do stuff like that, buddy. You don't poke a bear like Russia. Russia lost 20 million men in the Second World War. Do you honestly think that they're not going to be bothered about losing 20 million more to destroy your slot? Really?
Well, that's right, and we have George Soros banned from Russia, and they kicked out all his groups last year, and our media said that Russia was a tyranny for kicking out thousands of operatives, U.S. citizens and others, in there. I can't believe they were even letting Soros operate until last year. We shouldn't let him operate. This isn't free speech. He is a globalist criminal. A freaking international terrorist, and I want Donald Trump to have his ass thrown in prison. I'm tired of him.
About 2 weeks ago, and it was, I think it was Fort Russia or something like that, the first bit, and then it went to another bit, which was a Russian newspaper, in the front of the Russian newspaper, and then it had, the English subtitles for what the thing said.
Sure.
And basically, they put $100 million reward, dead or alive bounty, on his head. If he's hiding in the US, he's in trouble. If he's hiding in Europe, he's in trouble. The only place he can go is the Middle East, and he'll be in trouble there.
That's right. Thank you for the call. I'm going to skip this break, and we're going to go to Rappaport for a moment and just start going back and forth with calls for the rest of the hour. We're on Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, co-hosting with us, Riding Shotgun. And now that he's moved and stuff, he's been moving the last few months, he's going to be co-hosting some, also hosting by himself some. He's invited here to host once a week for an hour if he'd like to. Does a great job. Nomorefakenews.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to David in Nevada and, again, Monica and Justin and Dave and others. But when you think about the repudiation of the entire global government, corporate, Anglo-American establishment, that's what they call themselves. When you look at the repudiation of it and people worldwide against it, it's very sickening to see how they're using race-based systems when they're called the Anglo-American establishment. I mean, you couldn't be working for the establishment more than when you work for La Raza or Mecha or the Ford Foundation or Black Lives Matter. I mean, these truly are the useful morons of the planet. Now, five people try to attack and kill me, I'm going to defend myself, and I'm too old. I'm not going to even try to act like John Wayne anymore, even though I'd probably do a pretty good job. Look at those little thugs. It'd be really easy. It's like a joke. But the only problem would be breaking my hands, and I'm serious about that. It's the only problem. I'm pretty sure I don't want to hit people full power. I've got to use my elbows because my hands are so broken up. But Second Amendment, folks. But I don't want to get in a pissing match with these idiots. I'd rather wake them up. John Rappaport, where should we start today? Seismic, historic, over the top? I mean, you always tend to really hit it from an interesting angle, a illuminating angle. What do you say?
You talked about solutions a few minutes ago, Alex, and I think that's where we're at. Because Trump has been listening, and his people have been listening. Roger Stone's been listening. What are the solutions now? Where do we go? Of course, Trump has his agenda and so forth. But, and I've mentioned this on the show before, bringing back life to the inner cities in America. Of course, that means bringing jobs back home. But, you know, the other day I looked on a search engine and I found in Chicago not just an urban farm, but a directory of urban farms. I saw at least eight of these local operations that are all geared to growing fresh, nutritious food for people, by people who live there, and so on and so forth. That's a revolution right there. Let's put 100, 1,000, 5,000 of these urban farms in inner cities across America for a pittance. People themselves could form them as businesses and make money. If Trump is listening to this, here's a clue. You want to bring back inner cities? Of course, you offer people jobs, good jobs, and also programs like this that for a tiny amount of money can reverse life completely in these inner cities. So I think that the new administration in Washington, if they have a clue about anything, and they seem to, are going to be listening to people like us, because we've been looking at solutions all along. This is nothing new for us.
It's funny you say that. Putin 2 years ago launched a national program, but it's local run, with tax incentives and things to go all organic and become the number one world producer of organics in just 5 years. And in the main release, they said this is how humanity gets back to the soil. This activates our human roots. It's spiritual. We have to get away from TVs, even a few hours a week, and get out in the soil with other people and then actually eat the food we bring in. It's a chain reaction. And you know what? I'm busy, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to sponsor an East Austin farm. I'm going to sponsor that for the public. We don't have a lot of money, but and we're going to just put folks in the community in charge. And I think the communists will probably attack it. They attacked this little cat sanctuary. That's how evil they are. But you're absolutely right, John. This is the answer.
Solutions. And if you go ahead and do that, which I think is great, just point out to the people that very quickly they can make this into a profit-making business of their own. So they can eat fresh, nutritious food that they grow for nothing, and then they can sell the food. And all of a sudden, you've got free market coming back into the inner cities.
And it's the spirit of humans cultivating and producing life. it's spiritual. It isn't really written in books, but it's true. Like Jefferson said, the farmer has the spirit and the ethic and everything for the moral society. We have to go back to human activity.
And my feeling is, and I mentioned this to a couple of friends yesterday, if you're living in an inner city and all of a sudden it starts to blossom with, you know, one of these, several of these enterprises, growing food naturally, growing it outdoors, growing it in abandoned buildings, growing it in all kinds of places. Now the people that live there are invested in that community in a way that they've never been before in their memory. Now they're feeding themselves and growing food and selling the food and making a profit. They're in business. And now their demand, the level of their demand to live in a safe community free of thugs and gangs and drugs and so forth, reaches a new peak level that it's never been at before. This is not just, I want the freedom to be able to go down to the AM/PM because that's the only store that's there. You know, no. We've got something to protect now that's real, that's feeding us and making us money on a true product. Now you're going to see life in those inner cities completely transformed.
That's right. You are so on target. I want to intersperse calls because we'll take us in great different directions, John. But after we take some more calls, what are other areas you want to get into?
Well, I think we should continue to talk about solutions. What solutions can we feed this new movement that has developed using Trump in a way as a symbol, you know, whatever else you want to say.
A battering ram.
A battering ram. The movement is gigantic. It got its legs under it with Ron Paul. These are many of the same people. These are many of the same people who have been outside the system that are now starting to look back in and say, well, what can we do?
What I was explaining to folks when Paul didn't win. He won by building the movement. And then Trump, even if he lost, would have won. But now that we've won, we've got to deliver.
Exactly. So more answers, more solutions about, you know, what can revive this country. Of course, bringing back jobs.
And this is America. We can revive it. They've beaten us down with a spirit of infighting and wickedness. It's going to be easy if we just keep hard charging and all of us do little things. I'm going to go over. I'm going to look at sites. I'm going to do it. I'm going to sponsor some local churches or something, and I'm going to help put in a big farm over here.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Here's another one, health freedom. I was there in the early 90s as an active person in this whole thing that exploded, that some people will still remember when they raided Jonathan Wright's clinic up in the state of Washington, who was, you know, giving people B vitamins. And then all of a sudden the FDA was coming out and talking about restricting people's access to nutritional supplements. So this was before email or any of that. And Congress had millions of letters that were more than they had ever received before on any other issue. Those people are still out there, and basically what they're saying is, we demand the right to have voluntary choice in how we take care of our own bodies, and with no interference from the outside, period. That's it. And, you know, they call it the natural health movement, or health freedom movement is really what it is. And a couple of states actually passed laws, and what those laws stated was, okay, look, if you are a practitioner of any kind, and you are treating a person for a condition with a natural remedy that is no more harmful than the medical remedy for that same condition, you're free to do whatever you want. You're free to do it. Well, that's a pretty good idea. That's a good starting point. If we begin to expand that again and say, look, Trump, whoever's listening, there are millions of people out there.
Well, by the way, I mean, Barron did get hurt a little bit by a vaccine. He's gotten better, reportedly, and I'm not supposed to even get into that. The point is, that's why Trump was saying, hey, vaccines are bad, watch out, there's too many of them, because he's experienced it.
Yeah, he absolutely has. So here, coming in behind that, the right of every person, especially parents, to decide on what is health for their family, whatever they want to do. That is their choice. If that became a spearheaded movement within Washington, within the Trump administration, you would have countless millions of people coming back.
Well, sure. Look at the WikiLeaks. They're all figuring out how to screw people over and keep folks from having any part of the pie. When if we get people in there trying to build the pie, they'll all be kings over fabulous wealth. I mean, this is a huge engine. They've been blocking it on purpose. We know that.
Exactly. Exactly. There's more to say about this. I hear some music.
Yes, going. We're going to come back, take calls more into this, but we'll talk about how the Empire is going to strike back. Now, callers, I'm going to get better now, and I promise to take your calls. Monique and Justin and David and David and VC, everybody, we're going to get all your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order. Because it's the truth, folks. And once the public knows the paradigm that we're under globalism, it's over.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rally Patriots Worldwide. That was the vision. Now the reality.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And I can historically, economically, culturally, most important, spiritually, see into possible futures. The AI seduction will be our greatest challenge, not succumbing to virtual realities that are supposedly unfathomable ecstasies, not giving up our supposed human bodies for what we believe is some silicon upgrade, but in truth is just death and the biggest con game the universe has ever seen. I want to talk to Rappaport some, and we'll do a little bit in the next hour with Uchiardi with me, maybe 10, 15 minutes. If he can't understand just on what he sees as big future threats, because people are always, you're being so negative. We have to admit the threats to be able to turn it around and not succumb to them. But this is a big game changer. And we see the race-based politics. We see the sanctuary cities the Democrats believing they can do this colonization program. We have to absolutely counter all of that and really bring true information, true ideas, true economy. Because if we just let the globalists set up these systems and then keep people under their control, they are being designed to basically be the zombie army of the New World Order. And my sheet said that Gucciardi was doing the fourth hour. That's why I announced that. Owen Troyer's doing the fourth hour, so he'll ride shotgun with us. He's always a firecracker. Love Owen, the great work he's doing. Before I go any further here, just briefly, we've launched the paid app. It's $4.95 a month, half price out of the gates. And we've been so busy with the 52-hour, we actually went 60 hours yesterday, 60-hour broadcast and everything else. It just launched 2 days ago. But there are some original videos uploaded on there and some live feeds they've done. But the crew's all getting a tutorial today at like 3 o'clock on how they can use it. It's really easy to do. And start uploading their own special reports, live events, feeds, myself, on a daily basis. So that's one reason to do it. And then also there's discounts in there that you could save the amount of money on your first purchase on anything in the store. I mean, we put a lot of loss leaders in there. I mean, 50% off select items. I don't mean just some side item we're not selling. We'll take the hottest stuff we've got and sell it at that. So the only place to find bigger discounts that we've got running with the special that ends this weekend is the InfoWars app, InfoWars.com/APP, or go to the Google Play Store or to the App Store. It's InfoWars Prime. You go to InfoWars.com/app, you can find the free version. You scroll down to find that, or there you can pay for the subscription one, because it is a subscription to tyranny, the prescription to stop it, because it pays for the bandwidth of this platform. This is going to be like YouTube, but our own platform that's high-tech, being updated, that hundreds of reporters and users that I plan to end up getting on here will be able to then put intel out. So we'll have reporters like Millie Weaver on the East Coast or other reporters, let's say out in New Mexico, who are then able to, whenever they want to file a report from home or the street or during a rally or a plane crash or a baby's birth or gardening or whatever it is, I could just say, here, boom, you're a trusted reporter or contributor. You're part of InfoWars Prime. And it's got a lot of other, alerts, so we can send you emergency alerts, also update alerts, InfoWars.com/app. I want to thank you all for your support. And then briefly, we do have, as I said, free shipping store-wide for this weekend that is going to end. We've extended it. And 30 to 40% off storable food, 30% off nutraceuticals, a bunch of 30% off water filtration. Biggest sale ever to this date with free shipping on top of it. 888-253-3139. And you're making it all possible. Just like Trump didn't take corporate money or globalist money and didn't take Hollywood money and they all put billions against him, he won. Well, InfoWars is winning, going directly to you. He broke all records of small donations. He's against NAFTA, GATT, the TPP, globalization. We're going to your calls in a moment, but and I appreciate Monique holding. But Rappaport, what do you make of just everything they did, everything they threw at him failing because the people were behind him? They tried to steal some states. They did. He still won in a electoral college landslide. What do you think's going on in the globalist war rooms right now?
Oh, well, they're trying to figure out everything they can possibly do to stop him. I mean, they want to promote tremendous civil unrest in the country, no question about it. It wouldn't surprise me if we saw, quote, a national student strike in America, where they would somehow organize, many, we're talking high schools, colleges, just to go out on strike.
Block roads, run around, and then have a fake group consciousness that they're fighting racism. Anybody that's a nationalist is now a racist. You're part of the white lash. So a giant demonization of white people.
Yeah, a giant demonization, and also a demonization of the country as a whole. It's like if you want to boil this thing down, it's like somebody walks up to one of the people in the protest and says, look, I can get you a job. It's a productive job. I know you're not working. I know you have no money. Do you want a job, a decent job? No, I don't want any of that. I don't want anything to do with that, or where it comes from, or the society that promotes it, or the infrastructure that allowed it to be created. I want to stand out here and destroy everything that I can. That's my mission, because that's love, baby. It's complete insanity.
And by the way, that's what they do. I had this guy ask me yesterday, you like Trump? And I went, yeah, he wants to cut taxes $40,000 a year or less. And the guy went,
He started thinking about his own bank account, right?
Well, they don't get how hard it is to build this infrastructure. I love how soft these kids are. They're sitting there in the middle of this infrastructure that is falling apart. They'll be crying for mommy if it does. I love Black Lives Matter up in Dallas when the Black Lives Matter guy kills five cops and shoots other people, and they're running around screaming, police, help us, police, police.
Really? Really? I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Because here we have an opportunity. We started off by talking about solutions. Okay, we have an opportunity to plug in now because the alternative media, as it's called, is so much more powerful than it's ever been. It's dwarfing the traditional media or the major media, which are dying. I mean, they're just...
And now they're not in control. They don't get to hand it over as easy. They don't get to wage war against us as easy. They don't get their Supreme Court justices. They don't get... Wow!
What do they have left? They have nothing left except to whine and complain and try to be clever about it and so forth. You look at... 2 days ago, I looked at the editorial pages of the New York Times. It was unbelievable. One writer after another, those smarmy little turtles talking about Trump and this and a present danger and the country is going to hell, you know, and all their little stuff. I mean, they had like six or seven editorial writers spewing out this nonsense.
And they only say like five different lines.
Yeah.
You're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're dumb. You're uneducated. You're a dumb Midwestern white person. And they're almost all white people. It's this weird thing. Where and someone screams, you can't have an opinion, you're an effing white male, and it's some mom's basement, zit-faced, I'm not getting zits, the point is, it's the archetype lazy bum telling you this to your face.
What was it, 3 weeks ago, a report came out on the New York Times that in this quarter, the category, I think they called it profitable assets, sank 97% at the New York Times.
That's right. And last quarter, 97.5% loss in revenue.
And they're refinancing the financing of the red ink that they originally financed, and they're tapping.
And here's the deal. All that Kingpin Mexico money, I mean, the Mexican slush fund, you know, the Kingpin, wink, wink, owns them. The guy that gets Obama phone money. Now, there's no reason for him to even own it because it didn't pay off.
Exactly. So why should he even be there?
In fact, you said that before the election. You said if they lose, they're going to call all these executives in and say, you're all fired. We're cutting all these divisions. None of you were able to deliver.
Right. Look what's going to happen to the Clinton Foundation. All these people that gave money and expected favors to continue on into the future with Hillary Clinton as president. And now all of a sudden, what favors are they going to get? They're not going to get any favors. Well, we donated $15 million to you turkeys, and where's the payoff? So now what I expect to be happening is some of these people that are very angry are going to start themselves leaking information, more information on the Clinton Foundation. Because this is a parallel State Department. I mean, instead of diplomatic give and take that supposedly is the earmark of the State Department, this is you give and then we let you take. You know, that's
sure. We're going to calls right now, but I got to ask you this question. And we'll continue on to the next hour. We're going to go to them now. The Clintons had to try to steal this because they're in a corner. What are they thinking now, though, as the whole world turns against them, A and then B? People are saying, well, Trump needs to be nice so the stock market stays up. It needs to be conciliatory. But they're not ever going to back off. Justice has to be done. We're not vindictive. He has to fulfill the promise. There have to be indictments. There has to be a special prosecutor. This whole nest must go to prison.
Exactly. You can't suddenly say, I'm the great healer and we're going to build bridges. That would be a serious mistake on his part. He got here by claiming that he was going to drain the swamp. Well, they're right in the middle of the swamp. There they are, the most visible figures. You've got to continue to go after them.
Giant squid and flesh-eating octopuses. There's Bill and Hillary, the giant stinking monsters that have come out of the loins of George Soros. I mean, what would you do?
What I would do? Prosecute. File charges. Arrest them. Take them to court. Don't make a deal.
That's what Putin did with the oligarchs.
Bring out all the evidence. Let's see it all. Release the evidence. Open court. Prosecute. Don't give in. Don't budge an inch. Keep moving forward. Attack. Because justice is on your side. And it doesn't matter what major media say or this or that and the other thing, because enough evidence is going to come out so that whatever the New York Times or CBS or CNN has to say, they're going to end up with egg on their face just like they did.
That's right. And I'm going to tell Trump something. He knows this. He's a good guy. He's a great guy. The patriots, the people in the government, the military that risked their lives, a lot of people got killed. Trust you, but if you don't deliver, understand, right. Hillary's going to be the least of your problems.
That's right, if you don't deliver. So you got here by saying certain things, so you've got to deliver now. And you can't back off of the Clintons, and you can't say, well, so many people feel sorry for them now, and let's listen to the PSYOP advisors who say, well, the surveys show that people want you to leave them alone and let them slink off. No, 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 no. Leave them right there in the spotlight. Appoint a new attorney general that's not going to mess around.
That's right. Keep them in the spotlight, Trump, or all of it's going to be on us. We've got to go on offense because that's our defense.
Exactly. You keep them back on their heels with seven or eight different vectors at the same time. So they have to play defense. You've got to do this. You can't just think that everything is okay now because the empire is already striking back and they intend to keep striking back. Okay, fine. That's the game. That's the war. All right, Bill, Hillary, you're in the spotlight, baby. Now we're going to take you to court. Now we're going to show everything that we know about you. The whole works.
And by the way, private citizens have been affected by this pay-to-play and breaking laws and bid-rigging and stuff. So private citizens should look in the WikiLeaks and see if your company or you are in there and start your own class actions.
Absolutely. And remember what happened in Oklahoma City when Charles Keyes formed the citizen grand jury?
And the lawyers sued, and we found out exactly who blew the building up. We even know their names.
Exactly. So how about some citizen grand juries around the country empowering themselves to, make a case, their case, against the Clintons and what?
And then those get delivered to real grand juries or state houses, and a lot of times cause a real investigation. It's a mock event, but it has the effect. And it can also have some legal effect. Monica, thank you for holding. You're a real trooper. I've been out of control today. We're going to send Monica any type of nutraceutical she wants. Let's get her address, John. That's a hassle. Let's do it. Monica, thank you for calling today from Canada.
Hi. Oh, thanks for having me. I've got two observations as a Canadian and a question for you, because we're on pins and needles with this question. First of all, the observation is the elitists. I live in Western Canada, Alberta, the province of oil, and they shut down our oil fields. The elitists shut down our oil fields. And why we know this is that the East, Canadian East, is shipping oil from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia, and yet they shut down the Alberta oil fields.
Well, you know who did that again? It's Soros again, because he controls with Berkshire Hathaway, the guy that owns that, all of the major rail waves that are involved there, Warren Buffett. I mean, you can't make this up.
And Trump was the first one to address, hey, why is OPEC, running our oil? And that's Saudi. But anyway, that's my first
thought. Isn't it great how Trump is right on like 99% of stuff? He isn't out to screw us.
No. And, he's going to, what happens in the States affects Canadians. People don't,
Ma'am, it was Soros and Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, that spent, it was like $50 million over the last 6 years killing the pipeline for your oil to come to us all the way down. They made all these rules where it has to be shipped in, again, as you said, by tanker and then on their trains, which is a tax where they tax everybody all the way over across Canada in the East. But they're all these liberals not even knowing there's an invisible Berkshire Hathaway tax, George Soros tax. See, that's what I mean. Everything we look at, these people are involved scamming us.
No, right before?
They're taking... Here's my piece, and then I get another piece here, and I get another piece here, and I get another piece here. But, of course, I'm a socialist. I'm a great guy. I want equal treatment for everybody as long as I can keep taking my piece here, my piece there, my piece here, my piece there, right? So there's Soros funding MoveOn.org that's organizing whatever it is, 200 violent demonstrations.
He funds the fake environmental groups, so well-meaning Hollywood folks tying themselves to pipelines. They have no idea what they're doing.
No.
Ma'am, go ahead. Anything else?
Yes. In WikiLeaks yesterday, it was the first part of the very first thing out of WikiLeaks tying our prime minister to Podesta. Our prime minister was asking the Clintons to write his speech before he got elected.
I know.
You can't tell us that the elitists are running Canada worse than the state.
Well, I run a pretty good size operation, and you know, my kids sometimes say, help me on homework, and I'm like, can you just write your own article? I can't imagine Hillary and her staff were like writing the New York Times, Washington Post, Canadian, you know, premieres. Just they do work like demons, John.
Yeah, they do. They work like demons because they have to try to, you know, it's like people are running after you, and you have to keep on running in order to stay ahead. And that's what the Clintons have been doing for at least 30 years, is trying to stay ahead of prosecution for crimes. And they're continuing to run. Hillary figured, well, the best way to do this is to walk into the Oval Office and take over, because then I can really get rid of all the people that are chasing me. But that didn't work out. And so now they would like to slink away. But as we just discussed, that should not be in the cards. They should be right in the spotlight. Here's the new attorney general.
It's the right thing to do, and it keeps the heat off of our America agenda. He's got to do it. He's got to do it. We have to go on full offense. Look, they're activating the Soros crowds. The buses, we caught the buses last night on tape. This is all Hillary. She's still attacking. She's not being conciliatory. Great points, Monica. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Justin, David, VC, and others. Your calls are only 3 minutes away on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget, it is your support of this broadcast that makes it possible. So I want to salute you and thank you. Free shipping store-wide through this Sunday and the biggest discounts ever.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and
okay,
you noticed
great,
a difference
thanks.
In your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind.
All right, he'll be riding shotgun this 30 minutes to the next hour. Owen Schroyer, one of our great reporters, is going to be co-hosting with me. Let me take it over at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to your phone calls right now. John Rappaport is our guest. When we talk with John a little bit the next hour, it'll be about how he thinks they will counter-strike, but looking into the future, what the new biggest threats are. Because I want to savor this victory. But within hours, the globalists had launched their riots. Now the buses are coming in. It's the MoveOn.org. It's the Soros people. We've seen the WikiLeaks. We know their tactics. We know it's them. They're going into high gear to further try to divide the country. This is a big repudiation of that. But they're only doubling down. Is that because that's the only tactic they know? Or is it because down the road they believe demographically, if they can turn different groups of people against each other, that's the only way the elite can rule? I want to go to calls right before, but just briefly, this looks like stupidity to me. I mean, I think their calculus is wrong. They thought they were going to win here. A civil war is going to blow up in their face as well. I mean, I've looked at the topography of this, and all the real folks that are working and successful, I don't care what color they are, want no part of a civil war or shooting police in the back of the head.
That's right. It's going to do the same thing that happened to them during the election campaign. It's going to jump right back at them because millions of people are going to say, what is that? I don't want that. I don't want this, certainly any place near me, and I've got friends all over the country. They don't want it either. What is this? We don't want it. It's not productive. It's not asking for something that we, you know, we can solve problems without this. We don't need this.
Well, John, I can tell this is hurting you, so you're trying to think of solutions, and I agree to it, but it's the worst I've ever seen it. It happened to me twice yesterday. It's happened to everybody I know that's basically white, especially white women. I guess there's some, you know, they're seen as weak. Folks are coming over and, like, really bugging their eyes out, asking, are you a Trump supporter? And some people are saying, yeah, and they're getting beaten. This is really shameful. I mean, I'm wondering what type of mind control MSNBC has been able to have and just how shameful. Do they have any shame over there, what they've done?
No, absolutely not. None of these media outlets do. They're just covertly trying to stir up civil unrest, civil war.
Can you imagine if I got up here and said, black people are out to get you, and you just see any of them out there, you need to, you know, beat them up. I mean, that's what Newsweek and Time, remember they said last year, they said it's time to burn cities.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
But burn your own town? I mean, what the hell is this?
It's complete insanity. That's their agenda. That's what, I mean, these reporters and these editors, and I've been around them long enough to.
I know, you've worked at major newspapers as an investigator.
So, what do? They pick up a paycheck. They know what they're supposed to do, and they do it. They know if they don't do what they're supposed to do, they're out. They are one thing that mainstream reporters are very good at is detecting which way the winds are blowing and what they're supposed to say and what they're supposed to do. And they can do it. That's their skill. Okay, now the trend is saying this. Now we have to go in that direction. That's what the bosses want. That's what I'm here to do. I'm a sellout, basically. As one reporter said on WikiLeaks, hey, I'm a hack. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. Well, that's what they all are. They're all hacks. They're all waiting to be told what to do. And so
I have so many guests on and they go, hey, you didn't want to do a pre-interview or tell me what I could talk about. What do you want on about? I say, you're just an interesting person. I just want you on. And a lot of times they think it's like a sneak attack. They go, really? What are you planning to ask me? And I'm like, I don't know. I just read your book. Thought it was interesting. I mean, we don't ever do pre-interviews with you.
No.
I mean, it's just, you're a smart guy, interesting. I want to hear what you have to say. It's like, come over to your friend's house, have a beer. It's like, well, what do you want to talk about when you get here?
Yo,
well, we don't need
the agenda.
Yeah, the agenda is freedom, folks. The agenda is building a better world. And there really are good people. We'll be back. I promise. 70 seconds. We're going right to Justin. We're going right to all the other callers. Fourth hour, Infowars.com/show. Get the new free app.